Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In the middle of the night, while most of the American population was sound asleep, the United States launched targeted regime change against Venezuela by carrying out what they call large-scale attacks. It started with strikes in Venezuela, which we'll talk about in just one moment, and it ended with Nicolas Maduro, the leader of Venezuela, and his wife being captured and taken back to the United States for trial. Donald Trump has been looking at regime change in Venezuela for the past few months, and he's even taken actions such as putting a no-fly zone over Venezuela. We have then captured multiple oil tankers off the coast of Venezuela while ships were being struck in the Caribbean Sea on very legally perilous grounds, let me tell you. But now we have officially done it. The United States has engaged in regime change in Venezuela, which is a very nuanced issue because the people of Venezuela all throughout the morning were celebrating. Nicolas Maduro is objectively a bad leader. He caused a lot of corruption, poverty, and homelessness. But it is not for the United States to decide when and how tyrants like Nicolas Maduro fall. I mean, I'm not mad that Nicolas Maduro himself is no longer in power, but the manner in which it happens matters a lot. We are now setting the precedent, or at least continuing the precedent, that regime change coming from the United States is okay, and this puts us in very legally perilous, a lot of experts are saying illegal grounds. Experts are calling this, even if you want to say it's a good thing Maduro is gone, experts are saying this is the illegal invasion of a foreign nation for the end goal of regime change. So we'll add context and I'll give my opinion later, but let's go through all of the facts of the situation. If you appreciate the coverage on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like to boost the video and subscribe to see more news. So it starts off, Trump launches large-scale attack on Venezuela, captures Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Selena Wang reports, sources confirmed to ABC the Army's Delta Forces carried out the Maduro's capture after CIA identified his precise location. One source says Trump gave green light to capture Maduro days ago and troops were ready to strike on Christmas Day, but was delayed because of the strikes in Nigeria. Trump said on New Year's Eve that his New Year's resolution was peace, peace on earth. One of the first things he does in 2026 is bomb Venezuela. Attorney General Pam Bondi then released a statement. I found this one to be interesting because it talks about what he's going to be charged for and where he's going to be charged in the Southern District of New York. Pam Bondi says, Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, have been indicted in the Southern District of New York. Nicolas Maduro has been charged with narco-terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, possession of machine guns and destructive devices, and conspiracy to possess machine guns and destructive devices against the United States. They will soon face the full wrath of American justice on American soil in American courts. On behalf of the entire U.S. DOJ, I would like to thank President Trump for having the courage to demand accountability on behalf of the American people, and a huge thank you to our brave military who conducted the incredible and highly successful mission to capture these two alleged international narco traffickers. Okay, a lot to unpack there, but first of all, it's a little bit early to call this a successful operation. Listen, I can't tell you how many times regime change in and of itself has occurred. The hard part is not toppling some dictator who is in a weak position, in a vulnerable position. That's not the hard part. The hard part is the actual change in regime that the United States now apparently has to carry out. Anything that happens in Venezuela over the next few years is owned by the Trump administration, and regime change does not usually turn out as well as the people who are doing it predicted. Again, Nicolas Maduro was an awful leader. I don't want anyone to mistake this as me defending his regime or trying to downplay how happy this will make most in Venezuela. But again, you can recognize that people in Venezuela are cheering while also recognizing the on-the-ground situation here, which is the precedent this sets. The fact that you can't just use military force to change the leadership of another country and expect zero consequences, expect complete success. And why are they calling it a success like 4 hours after it happened? This is a long-term play from the Trump admin, it seems. It's also scary that the Senate Armed Services Committee, according to CNN, was not notified ahead of the U.S. military strikes in Venezuela. Again, there is a massive constitutional question at play here because the president can't unilaterally go to war without Congress. That is what it says in Article 2 of the Constitution. Congress has the power to actually declare war. So when Donald Trump begins to, in the middle of the night, with no constitutional authority, strike Venezuela, potentially starting a war, then it's not a good sign. Secretary Marco Rubio says Maduro is not the president of Venezuela and his regime is not the legitimate government. Maduro is the head of the Cartel de los Soles, a narco-terror organization which has taken possession of our country, and he's under indictment for pushing drugs into the United States. In the same way that Stephen Miller guides a lot of Trump's most extreme immigration policy, there are a lot of rumors and reporting that Secretary of State Marco Rubio is pushing a lot of Trump's foreign policy in South America. There's a lot of reporting that Marco Rubio is the one who kind of crafted and pushed for this entire operation, which does make sense at the end of the day. Tony Martin says, I'm seriously starting to question the credibility of the FIFA Peace Prize. I'm wondering, that didn't age too well. Mike Lee says, just got off the phone with Secretary Rubio. Now remember, Mike Lee is like an unhinged far-right MAGA guy, but he says, he informed me that Nicolas Maduro has been arrested by U.S. personnel to stand trial on criminal charges in the United States, and that the kinetic action we saw tonight was deployed to protect and defend those executing the arrest warrant. The thing is, it's a really a BS excuse. Venezuela is not a huge transporter of drugs into the United States. A lot of them come through the southern border from Mexico, originating in China. Those are just the facts. Venezuela maybe is responsible for less than 1% of the fentanyl coming into the United States, and even that is questionable. I'm going to be honest, I really struggle, and in my heart of hearts, I struggle to believe that Trump actually cares about drugs coming into the United States or drug trade. I say that because he recently pardoned the former Honduran president. His name is Juan Orlando Hernandez. This person trafficked 500 tons of cocaine into the United States, then bragged about it. He bragged about how he's going to get the white stuff up the nose of the gringos. Those are his words. So I just don't fully believe that Donald Trump cares about minimizing drug trafficking when you look at his other actions and his other pardons. This post from Tulsi Gabbard is from 2019. I want to reiterate, this was posted in 2019, you can see. So this was from 6-7 years ago now. Tulsi Gabbard says, the United States needs to stay out of Venezuela. Let the Venezuelan people determine their future. We don't want other countries to choose our leaders, so we have to stop trying to choose theirs. It's just ironic because this is now, obviously, the Director of National Intelligence for the White House, Dan Bilzerian, and a lot of these other kind of MAGA influencers, people on the right who support Trump, who voted for Trump. This is a Trump supporter. He said, Trump just attacked Venezuela and kidnapped Maduro, which is illegal under U.S. and international law. He is right. According to the U.S. Constitution, a president may not initiate an attack on a foreign nation without congressional approval. Yeah, I mean, if I were a Trump voter right now and I were somebody who really were focused on the no new wars promise, I would be pretty pissed because you just got backstabbed. Trump supporters who thought that he wasn't going to, you know, start any new wars just got backstabbed. He has been striking and posturing towards other countries forever. Another right winger, another far right troll, Alex Stein says, I'm still confused what Venezuela did to provoke this attack. The answer is nothing. They didn't provoke the attack. This is just unwarranted regime change coming from the United States. And again, I can say that and also recognize Maduro was a shit leader. But he says, if this is about drugs, then why do we let CIA traffic cocaine in Arkansas? Why do we use American troops to protect the poppy fields in Afghanistan? I think the even better, more current example is, again, Trump pardoning Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former president of Honduras. You know, understandably, we're going to have a lot of videos coming out today, throughout the week, and throughout 2026. So it would mean the world if you subscribe below. Come along for the ride, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.